Bowman.
Welcome back to the Pagoda Podcast. As one of your hosts, Eli McCoy. I'm joined by
Nick Hacken. What's up?
And Cheyenne Hart.
We are also joined by special guest
Delaney Mortimore.
Mortimore like Voldemort. Delaney is evil. But today we are going to be talking about our childhoods and some whack stuff we used to do as children. I used to put bugs in my pockets. All the time.
I have one.
Let's hear it, Sean.
Okay, so when I was, I would say about 6 or 7, I had a Polly Pocket, well, like Polly Pockets, right? Mm-hmm. I named my dog Polly after them. But, so there was like, you know the little tiny rubber shoes? I guess I shoved one up my nose.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I had to go to the ER and they couldn't find it.
Dude, I did the same thing.
Like, it disappeared.
You probably just took it out, and then you were like, I put it in my nose. And they were like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
ER.
I was like, I put a shoe up my nose, and I can't get it.
Dude, I didn't know you did that. See, the little Polly Pocket beach balls. I did that. And I had to go to the ER. And then they put me in a straitjacket. And I was crying so much, it came out. And then I didn't learn my lesson. And we went to the grocery store once. No. And my older brother, he like did a magic trick. And I was like, that's a cool trick. You want to see my trick? And I went and got one of the coffee beans from the little grinder, and I shoved it up my nose. And then it wouldn't go. And then it wouldn't come out. And like, just like, had to keep blowing my nose, and like, it was a mess.
I'm dead.
But I didn't learn my lesson.
Tell them about tea.
I was just telling Nick
about
tea.
About oh my
tea,
God.
The toad. So my brother had a pet firebelly toad, and his name was Tea. And his cage was in my room, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like a tank. You had to, like, pull the lid off aggressively. So I fed it one night, put the lid on, and I woke up the next morning, and the lid was still secure, but he was gone. So, like, he didn't, like, jump out. My dog didn't get to him. Like, it was securely closed, and he was just gone. So we don't know what happened to
Like, when I tell you, I was high-key scared to, like, go in Delaney's room.
Yeah.
Like, this frog comes out of nowhere. I'm gonna flip my...
Why
would
you be scared of
because
a frog?
Because I'm a little girl afraid of a... Like, how did you get like, seven?
What's a frog gonna do to you?
It was, like, a little snappy frog. Shit. I don't know. We were really afraid of seeing, like, its carcass somewhere.
You're 4 years
that
old.
That was the fear.
You thought it was magic because it could get up.
True, I would be terrible.
Well, for some context...
I would be so...
The magic frog? It could jump on your neck? Jesus.
I would not be scared of a frog, ever.
Okay, but a frog that disappeared out of thin air and is somehow in your room still, and you don't know where it is, that's not creepy?
I would not be scared.
Okay, well, you're frog man over here, so...
I would be so excited.
Yeah, you'd be like, toad!
You see me catch that thing now?
Yeah, you did.
It's a bofa,
bofa, yeah. I used to know there was a toad that, like, lived in our garden when I was a kid, and they, like, hibernate, so he literally was, like... hibernated in our garden, just chilled there.
Mm-hmm.
Big ass toad, like that big. Good size.
Yeah.
And we named him Bufo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just see him like every year.
What's up, Bufo?
My old house in New Jersey had like hella frogs, and I would always catch them and try to keep them as pets and like just put them in a little box with some grass. And my dad's like, it's not gonna live like that.
Yeah.
So I can never keep it.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing as a kid. I love like building little houses for them.
Yeah. I keep my pet now, but...
Oh my gosh,
no,
like...
No, I killed the toad doing that.
What?
You killed the toad doing what?
No, you did your pet?
I was really young. I caught it, and I had this, like, bug crate in my, like... I had, like, a little playhouse in the backyard. I left him in there overnight.
Oh.
I forgot to put him out.
Oh.
And I went out the next morning, he was just dead. Like, he was, like, flat as fuck. He was just dead. And I was like... So I just...
Oh my God.
So sad.
There you go.
Yeah, there were a lot of
poor one out
animals
for
and stuff in my yard, though. I was just telling Nick, we had, like, black bear that would roll in our yard. Yeah.
Like a black bear?
Yeah. When I lived in New Jersey, we were, like, in the woods. Yeah.
Ooh,
and my dad would have to, like, throw basketballs at him to get him to
what
leave.
I would shoot it.
Oh
get
God.
Out of here.
Well, because they were, like, friends. They were just chilling.
They were friends
of
black bears.
I would shoot right in front of it and be like, That's your only warning.
Oh my God.
You come back.
Like, get the fuck out of
like,
here.
Well,
know.
It was like, we were in the woods, you know? That's their land.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Who owned it?
Do you need to get back into this animal hierarchy discussion, Eli?
What
are you doing? You're fucked with a bear. Hierarchy. You're fucked.
Oh my God.
Do you think if you're close enough to the house, you can make it in?
Period.
A little break on
the spider earlier, and he was like,
you can get somewhere and hide
it. Yeah.
You kill spiders? Seriously?
Okay, but it was gonna crawl on my foot.
I feel like I could hunt you down anywhere in the house.
It's gonna bite you.
Yeah, maybe not the ladder to an attic.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of critters.
Do you think
he said that mice were scratching in the walls last night? Kind of thing? What?
I'd be fucking terrified.
No, this morning, Nick said the reason he woke up and put music on was because there were mice scratching the walls and he didn't want me to hear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Tell him.
We have,
like, two conversations.
Hell no.
Becca, though?
Yeah, can we, I'm going to tune you in on our conversation. Like, okay. Do you think a black bear... So we were talking about how if you... come face to face in a black bear, are you close enough to run into your house? Will it, like, break into your house? And then will it be able to track you down? And where could you go that's safe to where the bear couldn't get you? Like, do you think it could, like, break through the doors and stuff?
I don't think an average black bear could.
They're not that big. Like, the ones that would be in our yard, it's not like grizzly bears. Like,
no,
they're...
No, yeah, they're smaller.
They're smaller, like, more like...
Bears are terrifying. Yeah, if you were, like, standing on the house and shoot, it would pound through that shit.
But yeah, he was talking about scared. If it could go up a ladder if you were, like,
probably
into your attic.
Probably not. If you, like,
I don't think it's agile enough
to do
all that.
It probably
they don't climb trees?
It probably wouldn't be able to.
I don't think so. They're a little chubby.
Shoulder press that.
Black bears climb trees.
They do?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the thing. You can't
so would they climb a ladder?
Escape them.
Yeah, probably. You can't run away from them because they're faster. Unless
well,
you're going
downhill,
well, if you
pull up the ladder...
They should run down
the ones
that
I saw were really lazy and slow, and they were just chilling. Like, they
sure they suck at it.
They can run.
Like, if we... Well, we can't pull this one up, but if we could... Like,
well, my dad... Actually, here's another story. One time, my dad, when my brother was a baby, he was in... He was getting him out of the car, out of his car seat, and he turned around, and on the other side of the car, there was a bear right there.
What if it just...
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Did he get back in the car? Did he, like, bolt? I don't know. I don't even remember what he did, but, like, he just had to wait until it, like, started walking away, and he, like, hid behind the car. With his baby. Like, his infant baby, you know?
Hell no.
So it's crazy.
Let them really throw the baby as bait and just run.
Yeah. Screw Will.
Yeah, we definitely split the conversations up.
That's okay.
It was like
on one.
Still the black bear,
okay.
Though.
Yeah, it was just another black bear story in my house.
We
got a double barrel. I hope you can process that. I hope you're smart enough.
Oh my God. Insulting the listeners.
Right. Damn.
There are like six listeners.
And like one of them
we have six? Okay.
No, we have like three.
Okay. It's better than zero.
I'm just kidding. Yes, one conversation is key.
Shut that shit up, Nick.
One conversation.
In school, I would always run up behind people and then pull my shirt up over their head and pull it down over their face and then just, like, keep it there so they couldn't see. I just do it.
Such a
youth.
I look like a bully.
Funny.
Well, you said you were a bully in high school, actually.
I wasn't
that
much of a bully.
You said I was
bully behavior.
I mean, like,
you proudly told me that.
I feel like bully kids that bullied other kids.
I feel that.
Undid. So you're like the Robin Hood of bullies.
That episode title, Robin Hood of Bullies.
There you go. That's like when a YouTuber's like, "Yep, that's the screen," and then
right, they're like,
"Yeah." Anyways, let's talk about animal hierarchy.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
No, here we go. Delaney,
here we go.
Hear me out first, everybody. Delaney killed a spider today.
Okay. Yeah,
she stomped the fuck out of a spider.
How is stomping a spider any different than stomping a mouse?
Because
we're
all simultaneously looking at me like,
okay, but that's the question I started that conversation with you at, where I said, so what's different between killing... like a cheetah and a mouse.
You shouldn't kill a spider.
Okay, but you shouldn't kill a mouse.
But listen, spiders do a service to me. They keep other bugs out of the house. I appreciate
big, spiders. Big-time killers.
Mice do something.
So here's your question.
Shit in my drawers, eat my food, like scamper. They're disgusting.
Okay, but they're trying to get food back from their family.
It's my
wife
fucking
and kids.
Food.
They're wife and kids at home.
They're little fucking
thieves
compared to guardians of my house.
Do all human thieves deserve to be stomped on then?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another question. So if that spider was poisonous and it bit me and I died, are you saying that's justified?
If it was poisonous and it bit you, you wouldn't die.
Okay, but what if I did?
Venomous and it bit you.
Okay, whatever.
Die. Oh, no, wow.
Excuse me. Dr. Doolittle over here.
I'm just saying.
If a venomous
to the mist.
Spider. Yeah, so if I was like, okay, I'm not going to kill the spider. I shouldn't kill spiders. And then it killed me.
Yeah.
Who's the loser in this situation?
Well, you should probably learn how to identify spiders like that.
Well, you're missing the point.
Not stomp on a mouse.
Yeah. Wow. They stomp on mice. Like, they put boots on and stomp on them. Is that psychotic? Like,
that is not? So
psychotic.
Cruel.
No,
it's a quick, that's like that's Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
You can catch him and let him go. Let the fucker go.
If you're going to clean up their guts, you might as well pick them up alive.
I kind of like
it's something. Hard. I don't want it to bite.
Why? That's so... Serial killer is
it's so psycho.
I don't want the spider to bite me. I don't want the mouse to bite me.
Okay, so then why are you yelling at me for killing a spider?
Because a spider is a good thing. It brings good things to the house.
Okay.
It is a welcome guest. A mouse...
Spiders are never welcome. If you are seen, you are not welcome. Stay hidden.
That's what I'm saying, though. You don't mind if they're hidden, right?
If you come into my sights, you're fucking dead.
That's what I'm saying, though. If they don't... Like, you don't care if you don't see
Listen,
them
would you kill...
Because they're good for your house. They keep other bugs out.
You would kill an intruder.
It's because they're not in my mind. Like,
yeah,
I don't
they're intruding in your space.
They're not intruders.
But
they're welcome.
Spiders can't see them.
Spiders don't pay rent.
They are a special type of spider.
No.
They are evolved to living in a house.
Listen to this. Because he would kill an intruder if a human intruded in his house. But he's mad at us for killing a spider for intruding our house.
If a human
spider doesn't
my house,
rent.
Why would you kill a human?
They are not welcome in my home. What
spiders aren't either.
Good? Huh? Spiders are welcome in this house.
Okay, that's your house.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so don't shame.
Spider in my house. Don't.
It was gonna bite me.
It was not gonna bite me.
It was literally almost crawled my foot.
It was pretty close.
It was a big old spider, and it was black.
Was it brown or black?
It's black.
Pure black.
Pure black. Mm.
Do you still know where it is? It's not pure black.
I'm just guessing.
It was brown.
It looked dark to me. It's on the bottom of my shoe. You see it on the bottom of my shoe?
I don't know what a spider feels like. I never meant to.
Nope. I stomped it with this one.
Feels like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I'd get a spider tattoo, but I don't like spiders.
Never.
I had a scarring experience with spiders, and that's why I can't do it.
What was the experience?
Listen, all right. It was like 7th grade,
Wait,
right?
This is the one where...
Yes!
You're new.
You're new. I was doing like a poster board on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing a poster
board. I was like sitting on the floor doing a poster board in my basement, and I turned around, and there was a spider that came down from the ceiling, and it was literally like a centimeter from my face.
He was helping
And he
you.
Looked me into my soul.
He was looking at your poster.
We had eye contact. All his eyes were staring into my soul. And so I like sprinted upstairs and started sobbing because it just like,
sobbing?
I felt scarred.
What?
It was literally like less than a centimeter, like right here, like on the bridge
of
my nose.
Do you know how excited I would get if I saw that?
A fat ass spider staring into your soul and making eye contact with all those eyeballs.
Bro, I'd be like, what's going on?
That was terrifying.
Can you speak? Jump on my keyboard.
One time, I was landscaping with that hold down low weed whacker thing, and I was just like clearing out this area, and like a foot in front of my face was this big ass beehive with like bees buzzing like right around and shit, and like I saw it when it was just like a foot away from my face, and I just like screamed just because I saw bees going around too, and I just realized it at once. And then I just like tried to run away, and then I felt a sting right away.
It's the worst.
And it was like, oh fuck! And then just kept running, and it was like, damn.
See, the bees are what you sting.
But that was like the only entrance.
I would rather
to, like,
encounter a bee than a spider.
Get out that way too.
Because bees
don't fuck with me.
I really
don't like killing bees. I don't.
You don't.
Kill bees.
Yeah, save the bees. Without them, the entire ecosystem falls apart.
Yeah.
Entire food chain. Yep.
Yeah.
Kill wasps.
Pollinators.
But they also hurt.
Yeah, wasps are just assholes.
Fuck you, wasps.
They don't do anything.
Mm-mm.
And they sting you.
I would get so scared of them when I was a little kid. We had this shower, like this outdoor shower, like that we use sometimes. And there's like spiders and just like a bunch of shit and the wasps. And sometimes it stings because it was like the wood.
Yeah. Like wood bees?
I think so.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about the bee movie? This is the real question.
Seen it so many times.
I love that movie.
I've only seen it like
40 times, honestly. Yeah.
Isn't
movie?
That good?
Yeah.
Nah, it's like a meme.
It's a pretty good movie. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I've only seen it like once.
I just love it because it's what Jerry Springer. Who known? What's the guy?
I hate
what's
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, I kind of do too.
I think he's obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's that funny.
I don't think so either.
I would agree. I really didn't know with the show.
Yeah, like, I hate Seinfeld. Well, like, okay, I don't hate it. Like, the show? I like some of the characters.
Oh, Seinfeld's pretty funny.
But I don't like Jerry.
Yeah, he's just a straight man. But he's kind of just boring about it.
What are your opinions on Friends? Because everyone has a dramatic opinion.
It's not very good. I mean, it's okay, but it's not worth the hype. Like,
so I feel like every time I go on social media, they're like, if you like Friends, you're a fucking idiot. It's so bad. Okay. Like, people are so passionate. People are so passionate about how not funny it is.
I like Friends.
Like, I like it. Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I laughed at it. I watched all of it.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, I'm not going to watch
it. I laughed. Yeah. I also don't think it was like... exceptionally good.
I don't think it's meant to be
like a super comedy. It's just like a sitcom,
Like, I don't know why people are expecting more.
Yeah.
This sitcom from the 90s.
True.
It's not gonna be PC.
You know what the funniest show is that people
sometimes see? That's the funniest jokes.
New Girl. New Girl is so funny.
New Girl is honestly
so funny.
One of my top two favorite shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so funny.
I love New Girl. I love Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah,
she's probably one of my favorite actresses of all time. Yeah, she's my number one actress.
She was an elf too. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, man.
Yes, man. Yeah. 500 Days of Summer.
My favorite character is Schmidt, though. He's hilarious.
You know, Zooey Deschanel is married to one of the Property Brothers.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
Hard as
what? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy.
That's savage. I love her.
Yeah.
I like all the characters in that show, though.
Yeah.
I like Nick a lot.
I love Nick.
I like Winston.
Winston is so underrated. His like, whenever he's funny, it's so funny.
I like Coach. Like,
yeah. Well, do you guys know that?
I like CeCe a lot.
CeCe.
Yeah.
That's where I got mess around. Was Winston and CeCe mess around?
Yeah. And we have our mess around.
Back up. Anyways, as we were speaking, there's a tarantula for sale at Petco.
No.
What?
I'm for real.
I will let it go.
Copying. Why?
I'm going to keep heebie-jeebies.
If you ever let it go,
I will literally let it go.
I will catch it, or I will buy another one.
I will let that one go too.
Put that in your home.
Put it in her bed. Put it under her pillow.
No, I'll just put it in the middle of the living room when they're not there. And I'll be like, bye bye.
I think I would literally like pass out.
No, like I would black out. Pass out, I'm for real.
I'm not like
if I saw a train.
There's nothing else to do in that situation. I would just
That is hilarious.
Like a big old like how big is it?
It's only like this.
Oh, but
this
still it's like
big.
Thick. Oh no.
Like this
oh.
Big.
I can't.
I would probably call like 911.
What?
And like tell somebody to come get this out of my fucking house. No way.
Just a little spider. I make my dad come kill it. So imagine a tarantula.
No, it was fucking mad. Our freshman year, me and Nina had a spider in our room. We called Kimian and Matt and they came over to kill it. But it turns out it was on the outside of the window, but in between the screen. So it wasn't even in the room. But. No.
Remember that and the big one time at your house.
And I had to have Jared come kill it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, but remember the one that would be in the window?
Oh.
That was huge. Oh.
No, but my friend Jared came over at like midnight to kill this. It was a big ass spider. Like he dissected my couch and then he just like
Yeah.
I don't do spiders.
That's right. I don't do
I would not kill a tarantula. I would try very hard to catch it and then I would sell it.
So you would step on a mouse, but not a tarantula?
Are you kidding? Worth nothing.
Oh
mouse
my
has
God.
No monetary value.
That's my
value.
Point. No.
No fucking significance to the world but being a pest.
What?
That is what a mouse is. Or you.
It's a mother.
Something.
They are fathers.
It's
a
these
no,
are our mothers.
Not.
These are our fathers.
They're
our wives, daughters, children.
They're breeders. They're just pumping. They're like fucking rabbits.
They do.
Humans are too.
Children.
We're overpopulated. Does that mean just kill?
Yeah.
Random people because they're a pest.
I think we should.
Yes, I think we should honestly randomly select people to be killed.
We've talked about this
coronavirus.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, it helps
natural
out.
Selection.
Too soon.
No, it helps out.
Yeah.
Keeps the population under a certain threshold.
Not like so violent. But I think we should definitely have a limit on children. I think should be a 2-person limit.
Like China?
Yes, I don't know why people.
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty. It's just so immoral.
It's a good idea.
Okay, I don't. Then they don't go around having 19 children.
Maybe like 3.
Yeah,
but 3 is a good max.
Because you know some people don't have kids at all, and some have like 1.
Yeah, it's a good variety.
Yeah,
but 4+ is excessive.
That creates a situation for like disabled children and stuff to be more likely to be like abused and unwanted and stuff because they'll give them up. Because they want, like, that second child to be, you know, not disabled. That puts them in a bad situation.
Stop.
I'm serious!
No, this is your kid. Sorry.
Yeah, no we're just not going to let him win.
Okay. Oh, eugenics.
No, basically. We would make it, you can't give your kids up for adoption unless you fall under extenuating circumstances.
So if we do this policy, are we going to reform the foster system and fix that before you put all these kids into foster care, disabled kids?
You know,
if you just have a disabled child and the only reason is that you don't want them, you won't be able to file for adoption.
Okay, but do you want that child to be in a home where they're not wanted and not cared for?
What the fuck do you want? You want to
I'm really just saying, these are the things you gotta weigh. You can't just say 2-kid limit and then...
I said 3.
Excuse me.
Seems like, honestly, if you did that, there'd be a lot less than there are now. So I feel like the system would not be overloaded.
No, but I'm saying that would put pressure on parents if they did have a disabled child and they feel like, oh, I want a not disabled child. And then they just, like, give it up and have another one. You know?
Still count
you
know the birth.
It would also be
still
like,
count the birth.
If you have a kid with another woman, that's one of your children. So, like, you separate. Yeah. And
hell, keeping track of that.
We will. What do you... I don't know. You want a system reform.
Each birth
but when I offer the system reform, you say half.
Each birth counts as a half for each person.
No.
Yeah. It
counts as 1.
What? Okay, so what if the child dies very young?
One kid, one
can they have
kid.
Another one?
Yes.
It counts as 1 for both of us, and we just have 1 kid.
So you just have to have, like, 2 old children?
2 for 1.
If one dies, you can have another one. That's fair at any time.
Okay.
Then it's like
so they
got
kind of like individually, so like you get like a half when one of your kids is born.
What?
I feel like you should each get 1.
Why are you talking about half a kid? Like, how would you get half of a kid?
Oh, you just count that in your head.
How
like
are you
half.
Counting it as half, though? Like, the one.
Because, like,
it's like 97 to 3.
What? This ratio?
Like, say you,
you
and
just
I
bust a load. That's all you did.
Have a kid. We should be counted as, like, each of us have, like, half of a kid, you know? Like,
okay.
As individuals. And then, like, because that adds up to 1, and we're both, like, half and half, like, responsible, you know? So then the baby.
And then you could have a kid with another person, and that would equal 1 kid.
Yeah, or, like, you
so
could, like,
each person is a half of life?
That's what I'm saying. I think we should say it's 1.
I think it's just 1.
Each person gets, like, 1 and a half.
No, it's just
okay, 1. Okay, I knew what you're coming from, like, half genetics is what you're talking about.
1
right?
and a half.
No, he's saying that, like, the policy should be if you have a kid with somebody, it only counts as half a kid.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah, because you would have half of your DNA.
Okay, yeah. Passing on half your DNA. I guess that, I can see where you're coming from, but how about we just not have a, let's not do that.
So, like, I have,
you don't want
I have 1 kid, I have a half. I have 2 kids, I have 1.
That would solve
so
many problems.
I have 3 kids, I'm at 1.5, and that's the cap.
That would effectively solve overpopulation.
1.5 kids each person.
So what do you do to some...
No more kids for me.
Wait, I have a question. So what happens if they have more than those 3?
You take it.
You take it?
Yeah.
You know how many people are going to do that? You
give it to a family.
Okay, but what if everyone already has 3 kids, then what are we gonna do?
You think
not
so? Listen, you're gonna
children.
So that means you're gonna automatically, if somebody has a 4th kid, that kid gets automatic replacement, but those kids that got put up for adoption don't. Who goes first?
What do you think we're doing?
The 4th kid gets
what do you
born?
Think we're doing while we're waiting for
because
these 4th kids?
They're all then
yeah.
That, like I said, more kids are gonna put
we're
in the system.
These adoption kids into the
as soon as families. As soon as they reach their limit, they get sterilized. And then,
okay, I know we're talking about forced
sterilization. That's actually a great idea.
I literally was
that's
just telling him about eugenics earlier.
You get 1.5 kids per person. You hit your limit.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
What if they don't come in to get the procedure done?
Then you kill them.
No, like...
What?
The mother will, like you just, like, force them to. And if they refuse, you...
That's immoral.
I don't give a...
What about medical consent?
Oh my gosh, we have to solve...
It has to be ethical.
Ethics is a thing. Medical ethics, the review boards.
Priority number one is
population. I'm literally about to take a class about that.
I took one already. It was pretty crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So, to conclude, I just think we should have a 3-child max, no half bullshit, just 3 children.
There has to be ethics involved in this process. You can't just say 3 kids and then not think about the rest.
No, listen.
We can solve it
if we're just like, listen, like 3 kid limit, you go over, like...
You get a penalty.
Oh yeah, you get a heavy tax. How about that?
That's ethical. Then will you make, like, safe sex education widespread and make it national?
Done.
I'm just... Done. Think about these things.
What are you talking about?
And you can give everyone access, free access to birth control and condoms.
Yes.
Should have been done already.
Well...
What do you think we're doing? We're the next
government
generation.
Right now is trying to get rid of access to both of those things.
This is what we're doing.
All right. I just need to see these things written out in the fine print. That's all I'm asking.
It's called my brain.
Okay. Word.
Written on the walls.
Word.
Well, to conclude
anyways.
This podcast.
Yeah, so what's fresh?
Yeah, we'll catch you another time. Until next time, this has been the Pagoda Podcast.
See you guys later.